we don't start recording until June, which is interesting. And it's been, that's one of the things with these rehearsals, and that they've got a different edge to them. It's not just a case of learning songs and going through it. It's like, you know, like I said, I mean, we're working late. I mean, the guys are putting big solid shifts in. Yeah. And, you know, Robin and Steve were sitting here last night and, you know, working on the track The Other Side of Me and working at, you know, some of the parts and things that, you know, today, you know, after this interview, you know, when Foz and Gavin arrive, you know, they're going to be through there and putting, you know, that track together and putting the arrangement together. So it's not just a case of learning a song and going out and playing it like we normally do in a rehearsal. You know, we're in a situation where they're new songs, so everybody's, they're not only learning parts, they're finding parts, you know. I mean, the older stuff, you know, I mean, the guys were running through the older stuff last week and it was sounding fantastic, you know.
Good.
I mean, we've got more time, you know. I thought we had a lot less time, but we've got more time than we had in the Leamington Spa situation.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, I mean, that was a tough one. And Gavin's just arrived, you know, so, no. Mm. But it's good. I mean, I think, you know, it's going to be nervous in Glasgow. I mean, we've got about, you know, we were going to float songs through the set list, but now it looks like we're going to have about, because we basically we're playing the new stuff live, and it's a case of I didn't want to be in a situation where you're turning a concert performance into a study group, you know, where people are going, oh, it's a new song, like, what's this like? And so I had to find a balance between kind of material that I know that fans want to hear and stuff that we also want to play, that we're excited about playing.
Yeah,
I think we found it. So there's about 18 songs in the set list, which is about six new songs, and then there's about six songs that are pre-88 and six that are kind of post-88. So there's, I think there's enough for everybody there. But as I said, I mean, yesterday we started to slot them in place. You know, I knew where the older songs were going to fall, but now we're after playing the new material, the certain ones that we want to keep in the set as staples, you know, and then there's one or two that will change every night, you know. So it's a good mix.
Good. How far down the road are you with the actual recording process for the album, or are you still
We've not started the recording yet. I mean, we don't start the recording until June.
Yeah.
So Callum Malcolm comes here on June the 17th. He lives in North Berwick. So he comes up here and we start on June the 17th and we finish this album on, we finish the tour on June the 2nd. And then we've got another special gig that I'm not mentioning at the moment, really. And then we're kind of, I dart from there back to Karlsruhe, and I go and see my girlfriend for 6-7 days, and that's my chill period.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tidying up, and then we'll be straight into the album. So it's going to be interesting to put together. You know?
Good stuff. I think the biggest change for the fans this time will be the disappearance of Frank from the band. Has that had a big effect on the actual recording and writing process, or has Robin just slotted in naturally again into that position?
Well, what happened was, you know, we did the Fishheads Club tour, and that ran 2010, and we didn't finish till the end of 2011. And what I'd said at that point was that, you know, I wanted Foz and Frank to come in and write the album. And then we came off this tour, which was 180 shows. And I don't think anybody, none of us were really into kind of going into a work situation. We needed some months off, you know, being at home. And, you know, there's an accumulation of stuff that happens when you're away on the road that you've got to deal with. Mm. And, you know, I was talking to the guys about writing sessions and, you know, I was like, yeah, nothing happened. And it was getting to, we had the tour at that time was booked for, I think it was September, October. And the idea was to take the album out on the tour, you know?
Yeah.
And, well, the idea was to have the album recorded. It was obviously the recording was going to happen. So I moved the tour, then I moved the recording. And we were going to be recording in November, December. And then that wasn't happening. And there was no writing, really. And I'd been in touch with Steve Vances, who'd kind of co-written most of 13 Star with me.
Yeah.
And we kind of got back in touch over the last kind of couple of years, and it got to the summer of last year, and I said to Steve, look, I've got problems writing this album. I need somebody to help me out. And Steve came up, and we got on really well. And within the space of a couple of months, we got about seven songs, got the structures, the skeletal structure is about seven songs together.
Yes.
And there was still, you know, Frank wasn't a pianist. He was tied up with, he was building a studio for a friend. He's recording his own solo album. The albums with the Border Boogie Band, et cetera, et cetera. And I needed a guitarist. And of course, then Lemington came up. And, you know, and I remember during the year as well, we'd had the Glenn Hughes double
Yeah,
header. We had the festivals in the summer. So we were kind of playing electric, and time was just floating by. And then, like I said, Steve came in, and then Lemington came at us. And Frank had said, you know, after the 13 Star tour that he wanted to take on the guitars on his own. And he was doing a good job, but, you know, he turned around and said during the Lemon rehearsals that, you know, he'd love to work with Robin again. You know, he could have done with another
yeah.
guitarist to help out. And he said that the only guitarist he ever wanted to work with was Robin. And then we played Lemington. Robin came along at Lemington, and I said to Robin, you know, do you fancy, you know, getting involved
Join.
with the writing on the album? And that was basically setting up the for another kind of twin guitar section.
Yeah.
And Robin came up, worked really well, you know, clicked in with the chemistry with me and Steve. You know, I
Yeah,
mean,
we
even
even
after
after
four
four
albums,
albums,
you
you
know,
know,
with the
with the
Marillos,
Marillos,
you
you
know,
know,
you
you
get
get
to
to
the
the
Marillos
Marillos
looking
looking
each
each
other
other
in
in
a
a
room
room
and
and
going
going
like,
like,
you
you
know,
know,
what
what
we're
we're
going
going
to
to
write
write
this
this
time?
time?
You
Yeah,
know,
yeah, very good now.
I'm in regular contact with Mark Kelly,
Kelly,
and
and
you
you
know,
know,
I
I
mean,
mean,
even
even
Mark
Mark
said,
said,
you know, every
every
time
time
they
they
approach
approach
an
an
album,
album,
you
you
know,
know,
it's
it's
like,
like,
oh
oh
my
my
God,
God,
you
you
know.
know.
But
But
it's,
it's,
you
you
know,
know,
in
in
this
this
situation,
situation,
you know,
you know,
you
you
can
can
bring
bring
people
people
in
in
and
and
it
it
changes
changes
things.
things.
And
And
Steve
Steve
Francis
Francis
and
and
I
I
have
have
got,
got,
you
you
know,
know,
a
a
very
very
good
good
relationship
relationship
in the
in the
studio,
studio,
you
you
know.
know.
It's,
It's,
and it's
and
been
it's been
interesting
interesting
because,
because,
you
you
know,
know,
in
in
13
13
Star,
Star,
I
I
mean,
mean,
my
my
contribution
contribution
to
to
13
13
Star
Star
was
was
kind
kind
of
of
fractured
fractured
in
in
a
a
way
way
because
because
of
of
what
what
was
was
going
going
on
on
in
in
my
my
personal
personal
life
life
at
at
that
that
time.
time.
You
You
know,
know,
I
I
was
was
distracted
distracted
wasn't
wasn't
the
the
word,
word,
but
but
I
I
mean,
mean,
you know, I was
I was
otherwise
otherwise
engaged
engaged
in mental
mental
processes.
processes.
And so
So
when it came to 13 Star, I was working in the greenhouse in
greenhouse and
Lyrics, he
Lyrics,
was
he was
working
working
in
in
the
the
studio.
studio.
Whereas
Whereas
in
in
this
this
album,
album,
you
you
know,
know,
we've
we've
been
been
working
working
far
far
closer
closer
together.
together.
You
You
know,
know,
we've
we've
both
both
been
been
in
in
the
the
same
same
room,
room,
building
building
stuff
stuff
together.
together.
So,
So,
you
you
know,
know,
I've
I've
been
been
a
a
lot
lot
more
more
involved
involved
with
with
the
the
kind
kind
of
of
the
the
writing
writing
process
process
as
as
far
far
as,
as,
you
you
know,
know,
as
as
far
far
as
as
a
a
kind
kind
of
of
a
a
non-musician.
non-musician.
So,
So,
I
I
mean,
mean,
I've
I've
been,
been,
you
you
know,
know,
the
the
collaboration's
collaboration's
been
been
a
a
lot
lot
tighter,
tighter,
you
you
know,
know,
and
and
I
I
think
think
it's
it's
benefited
benefited
from
from
it.
it.
I
I
think
think
the,
the,
you
you
know,
know,
the
the
material
material
is
is
incredibly
incredibly
powerful,
powerful,
you
you
know.
know.
I
I
mean,
mean,
when
when
you
you
look
look
at
at
it,
it,
I
I
mean,
mean,
from
from
an
an
album
album
that
that
was,
was,
that
that
we
we
were,
were,
let's
let's
say,
say,
struggling
struggling
with
with
last
last
summer,
summer,
you
you
know,
know,
I'm
I'm
still
still
in
in
a
a
position
position
where
where
I'm
I'm
about
about
three
three
songs
songs
short
short
of
of
a
a
double
double
album,
album,
you
you
know.
know.
Just
Just
talking
talking
anniversaries
anniversaries
and
and
things
things
there.
there.
This
This
year
year
is
is
the
the
30th
30th
anniversary
anniversary
of
of
the
the
release
release
of
of
Script
Script
as
as
well.
well.
Has
Has
there
there
maybe
maybe
anything
anything
about
about
that?
that?
Is
Is
there
there
going
going
to
to
be
be
songs
songs
from
from
Script
Script
in
in
your
your
set
set
or?
or?
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
there's
a
a
couple
couple
of
of
songs
songs
of
of
Script
Script
in the set we're taking out in the UK. You
You
know,
know,
I
I
mean,
mean,
I
I
don't
don't
want
want
to
to
dwell
dwell
on
on
it
it
too
too
much.
much.
You
You
know,
know,
I
I
don't.
don't
it's difficult because, you know, the Script album, I mean, it, you know, even Steve said, you know, when he heard the album when we were listening to stuff last year before Lemington, you know, it's like somebody else singing it. It's a completely different voice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, back then in 1981, 1982, I was singing in an unnatural voice.
Yeah.
I think if I'd gone to see a voice coach at that time, I would have had my wrist slapped.
Yeah.
And what I did was I kind of shot myself in the foot because, you know, in 81 and 82, I was employing this kind of falsetto that was very unnatural. It was forced.
Yeah.
And after doing the album, and I said after, and it lasted into Fugazi, you know, and, you know, having to go out and tour and singing in that unnatural voice put me behind the eight ball every time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the management's putting in four shows in a row, sometimes five shows in a row. And I was struggling. That contributed a lot to the problems that I was going to have in later years, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But
How
by the
was
time I
that?
got to 86, 87, you know, I was losing it. You know,
Yeah.
I just couldn't get that high. And
And
nowadays, you know,
nowadays,
I
you
mean,
know,
we've
we've
got
got
to
to
change
change
the
the
keys
keys
in
in
the
the
songs.
songs.
But
But
I
I
think
think
my
my
voice
voice
sits
sits
natural
natural
in
in
a
a
more
more
soulful,
soulful,
bluesy
bluesy
kind
kind
of
of
thing,
thing,
you
you
know.
know.
It's
It's
still
still
there.
there.
I
I
mean,
mean,
the
the
expression
expression
of
of
the
the
voice
voice
is
is
the
the
soul
soul
that's
that's
in
in
it,
it,
the
the
emotion
emotion
that
that
I
I
can
can
kind
kind
of
of
pull
pull
out,
out,
you
you
know,
know,
makes
makes
up
up
for
for
any
any
of
of
those
those
horrible
horrible
angles,
angles,
you
you
know.
know. Yeah. I think anybody who's tried to sing along with Script at a live gig or along with the album would appreciate you drop my key or two. Well, I hope the tour goes well, Fish, and thank you very much for taking time this morning to have a chat with us.
No problem, thanks. But like I said, I mean, the album's going to be on advance sale as of next week. Okay, cheers, man.
Right, cheers, Fish. Thanks.
Yeah.